Okay, welcome to the Cool Rounds Board. I'm here in my hometown of Greenville, Mississippi, getting ready to do an interview with my sister, Dr. Hattie Johnson. Yes. So, Hattie, welcome to the Cool Round Report.
Thank you.
Yeah. First thing I want to ask you about, I know you're a doctor, you got your PhD, et cetera, like that. Can you tell us a little about your education or background, your undergrad, and then when you got your master's, your PhD, and the subject matter, dissertation?
Okay. Undergrad, Tougaloo College, bachelor's in psychology, graduated 1973, May 1973. Master's of education degree in counseling and guidance from Delta State University. In June of 1979, it's been a while, and actually I'm a dual PhD, PhD in educational psychology and also in counseling psychology, University of Mississippi, August of 1986. What other information did you ask?
What was your dissertation about?
My dissertation was in the area of domestic violence, Why Battered Women Stay. Mm-hmm. And I was interested in that area, drawn to it for personal reasons as a formerly battered woman myself. Mm-hmm. I developed the first safe house network here in the Mississippi Delta. And I also assisted in developing the first battered women shelter here in the Greenville, Washington County area. And that's been several years, mm-hmm. back in 1979 and 1980. And many of those organizations are still in place today. Mm-hmm. I also pioneered the development of many of the curriculums and frameworks for use among those high-risk populations. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, this is not something I do day to day anymore, and it's been a long time since I've actually thought about it. Mm-hmm. But it's an area that I still, you know, give much attention to. Mm-hmm. It's just more or less second nature now.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. You was talking about the subject matter of your dissertation, is battered women's domestic violence, why they stay. What did you reach any conclusion or anything close to a definite conclusion in terms of why battered women stay in situations of violence like that?
Well, actually, what I learned was that there is no classic battered woman. And just as the woman stays in the dysfunctional relationship, it's also very important to realize, try to determine why the batterer stays. Most of the attention is focused on the woman staying and being beat or battered or abused, but the man also stays to batter and abuse. Mm-hmm. So there was no one particular reason given. Mm-hmm. It's more or less on an individual basis. What I can say is that it is a very slow, very insidious process. Mm-hmm. It's not as if the batterer, who can be male or female, mm-hmm. shows up to say, I'm going to beat you in 3 weeks or 6 months. They come in with their best behavior, mm-hmm. and very slowly break the other individual down, chipping away at their self-esteem, their self-image, in order to gain control. Mm-hmm. It is a form of violence, whether it's verbal or physical or mental, emotional. It's about power and mm-hmm. control. Mm-hmm. So both parties are involved in mm-hmm. the process. Mm-hmm. And that was primarily what I learned.
Okay. Do you find any major difference in these kind of nuclear family situations, where if, just say, you got a relationship where it's just the male and female, no children, as opposed to relationships where children is involved? Do any dynamics, differences come about among there?
Well, there will have to be differences based on the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do really with economics,
mm-hmm.
or educational background or status of any kind. When I was actually practicing traditional psychology back some many years ago, most of my clients were the wives of doctors, lawyers, and judges.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about being poor or not having other options. In many instances, that can bind a person in the situation,
mm-hmm.
but it's about much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have children involved, then of course another layer and another dynamic would be added.
Mm-hmm.
The age of the children might also play a significant role. It's different because domestic violence is not just mm-hmm. between legal spouses,
mm-hmm.
it's in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
It can be parent to child, it can be husband to wife, it can be child to parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it literally runs the continuum.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we have a single mother who gets involved with someone, and that person comes in and brings violence into that situation, and that mother is the parent of a 14, 15-year-old mm-hmm. son, a male child, and you bring in another male, and all of a sudden that mm-hmm. son is expected to adhere to the rules and regulations that this new person is coming in with.
Mm-hmm.
If they're coming in to take over as opposed to come in and build a positive relationship,
mm-hmm.
then you're likely to have some conflict there. So there, am I being clear?
Mm-hmm. That,
you know,
sure.
There's just no one answer.
Mm-hmm.
It would depend on a case by case.
Okay, but the one thing that is constant in all of these dynamics is the element of control.
One-upsmanship.
Yeah.
Power and control.
Power and control. Okay, excellent. Also, in family situations,